Nanaimo City Council will be considering whether to update existing public parking rates and fines to match other cities across the province, and how those rates should be applied. At a Governance and Priorities Committee meeting on Monday, July 14, councillors unanimously recommended that council direct staff to update the existing rates and fines to align with city plan policies and similar BC municipalities. "This isn't necessarily a rate increase," said Bill Sims, Nanaimo's General Manager of Engineering and Public Works, at the meeting. "This is providing the financial picture as it stands today and looking to see if there is a compelling case for adjustment." According to an Associated Staff report, the city targets an 85% parking occupancy rate as an effective threshold, considering an occupancy rate above 85% as overcapacity. The report noted that the University District, hospital area and downtown, often exceed this threshold, during certain time periods. "Looking at just the on-street parking rates, we have a very flat rate that applies for any period of time, any period of the day compared to some of the other municipalities we looked at," said Fraser Ma, Nanaimo's transportation engineer. He told council that some other municipalities change rates during peak hours for parking, as well as based on how long the vehicle is parked in a specific spot, with the hourly rate increasing after 3 hours, for example. "If council does direct staff to update the existing rates," Ma said, "staff would be doing a more comprehensive dive into other municipalities' rates and how they compare to Nanaimo. If parking fees were changed based on time of day," he said, "it would be straightforward to update on the existing parking mobile app Honk, but further examination would need to be done on areas with existing physical meters and potential cost to change. Part of the work here is to streamline our very cumbersome traffic and highways regulation bylaw, and provide some more consistent enforcement, more consistent signage, more consistent regulation around parking across the entire city," Sims said, "rather than a variance all over the place which probably creates inefficiency in all of our work." Cown. Janice Perino, who moved the recommendation, said she would hate putting increases in, but feels it is important to remain consistent across the city. "I realize that we need to be doing this on a regular basis," she said. "What I hate are the big leaps, and I don't want to ever want to see that. I would much rather a gradual incline versus a massive upgrade, because then that is tough to manage." First brought up by Cown. Paul Manley, multiple councillors were in favor of the idea of examining resident-exempt parking where residents can pay for a pass to park in a residential area, with time-limited parking for drivers without a pass. Cown. Hillary Eastmuir was opposed to any rate increase. "I do think Cown. Manley raised a really important point about the increasing requests for resident-exempt parking, and I think that is something we really should be addressing, and I don't think simply just changing parking rates will address that at all," Eastmuir said. "I definitely don't want it compared to VIU parking rates, because they're astronomical and don't factor into what I'm comfortable with the city charging." Cown. Aaron Hemmons added, "Resident-exempt parking is the thing we hear most about." The staff report noted that equity considerations would be incorporated into the overall strategy. However, any rate increase has the risk of disproportionately impacting economically disadvantaged communities.